financially unsafe times.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. Starting out this hour where we talk about resource issues with my buddy Sean Broderick. Sean is with Weiss Research. We have traveled around the world together, visited various mining properties of late. The most recent visit we went on, and we'll be talking about that in upcoming shows, as we spent some time in Arizona looking at a company that had a particularly large potash prospect, and that was very, very interesting. But we're not talking about potash today. We're not talking about gold. We're talking about silver. Yesterday, Sean came out in his newsletter, which I would urge all of you to subscribe to, giving what he feels are some very, very compelling reasons for the price of silver to appreciate. Sean, elaborate for me, will you?
Sure. Well, I think silver will rather quickly move to my next target of $43.50 on the road to my longer-term target of, like, $50. I think we'll get to $50 probably by the end of this year or else maybe the first quarter. And there are a number of reasons why, which I elaborated on the Uncommon Wisdom Daily website yesterday. And the first one would be that Indian silver demand is just getting stronger. India is the biggest market for precious metals in the world, but thanks to high gold prices, more and more people there are actually buying silver, both as jewelry and as investments. And, well, the vast majority of silver in India is used in production of things like jewelry, utensils, and like stuff like that, but we are seeing more investment there as well. And last year we saw silver imports into India rise 20% from the previous year, and I was looking at a report from the Bombay Bullion Association, and they say this year they expect silver imports into India could rise another 25%. So that's just really tremendously bullish, and that's only one of the forces that I'm looking at.
I happen to like silver better than gold for the very simplistic reason that, you know, the fact that you have a commodity trading at $35 an ounce versus, you know, it's big brother, for lack of better terms, gold trading at over $1,400 an ounce. The potential for profit, in my mind, Sean, is just one heck of a lot bigger.
Right. Also, my wife prefers silver to gold, bless her heart, I have to say. And also, all the gold that has been mined, or at least most of it, is still hanging around, whereas most of the silver actually gets used up. And so that's something we also have to look. But along with India, China's silver demand is also off the charts. Last year, China's net imports quadrupled. And now, you have to keep in mind, China used to be a net exporter of silver. In fact, for many years, Chinese exports used to be like a major component of the global silver supply. Not anymore. In like 2007, they switched from being an exporter to an importer. Last year, we saw a huge amount of like silver imported to like China. And just recently, the Commercial Bank of China, which is the ICBC, the world's largest bank by market volume, they say that their sales in like January ran at five times the pace that they saw a year earlier. And so the reason is, of course, we have this huge and growing middle class in China. It now numbers over 400 million people. And so they want silver for investment, for jewelry, for all sorts of things. And then you have tremendous industrial demand because it is the big supplier for the world. They are they're just using silver for all the industrial purposes that it's used for. They're like using it there in China.
Got a question for you. You know, I have been following the actions of China for quite some time now, ever since, about 5 years ago when the Chinese government, you know, came out and began to encourage their people to use precious metals as a medium for savings. You know, I mean, everything in mainland China in terms of gold and silver has really pointed in a positive direction in my mind for probably the last 5 or 6 years. Okay, now you're talking about they are net purchasers is totally the wrong word to put it, but now you're talking about the huge amount of silver that they're purchasing. Okay, let's combine that action with you know, the fact that they're importing huge amounts of gold, even though they're the world's largest gold producer. In a macro sense, Sean, what do you think that's saying, man?
I think it is really saying that the people over there really want to hold physical metal. And there's one thing you have to understand. Up until the 1930s, China actually was on the silver standard. And so it's within the memory of the people over there that, like, silver was money. And when they went off the silver standard, they had huge hyperinflation. I don't think they like paper money that much, or at least if it came down to it, they would prefer to hold metal rather than money. And that seems to be borne out in the action that we're seeing over there now.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. Now, let's talk about another action that the Chinese, along with the French and some other people, are starting to advocate, and that is they're talking about a world currency, okay, not the currency of last resort, not being the U.S. dollar, but the currency of last resort being an international currency based on some type of asset, an asset-based currency. And China, and both China and France have talked about that asset being gold and or silver. What do you think about that? What do you think the odds of that happening are?
Well, we've heard this talk for a long, long time.
Yeah, we have.
So I think that eventually we will see the global reserve currency move to either a basket of currencies or else to perhaps a basket of currencies and hard assets.
Uh-huh.
In other words, you can only adjust your currency depending on what kind of hard assets you have, maybe something like that. I don't know when it's going to happen. I do think that eventually we will see that happen simply because we're seeing the global financial system, you know, fly off the rails.
Yeah, we
when it happens, you will want to own gold and silver, which actually brings me to my third point, which is that silver bullion coin sales in the U.S. are just soaring. I mean, the U.S. Mint reported that sales of 1 ounce U.S. silver gold eagle, silver eagle bullion coins are running 58% ahead of last year at this time.
Right.
And that's just a huge jump. And last year was a very good year.
Right.
Meanwhile, the Royal Canadian Mint, which that produces the, like, silver and gold maple leaf bullion coins, says it's very difficult to source silver in volume. This is from a country that actually produces a lot of silver.
Right.
So you look at that, I think we're probably going to run out of the silver bullion coins again for at least some time toward the end of this year, and then everyone will have to wait for the 2012s to come out again.
Wow, the demand is absolutely staggering for precious metals right now. You know, a lot of people are saying, for example, I was doing some research this morning, and on the GDX website they were talking about how they felt that the increased demand for precious metals was coming. You know, the impetus right now was because of what's going on in the Middle East. I think that's a huge factor, but I got to tell you, man, I think it's the perfect storm. I've been talking about that for the last 4 or 5 years, writing about that for the last 4 or 5 years. I've never seen better conditions for the appreciation of the price of precious metals.
Yeah,
ever.
Well, and one thing on that, I mean, we worry about our currency. How would you like to be someone over in Europe where they're really worried that some of the member nations might leave the euro? I mean, not leave Europe, of course, but leave the euro currency, go back to their own currencies. How does that make you feel about the currency you have in your pocket? I think that would make people rather worried. And while the euro holds the value it does, and it is actually valued quite strongly,
Yeah. They
might use it to buy some, like, precious metals. And, like, nobody's shooting over there. Then you move to the Middle East. Well, you know, if you have extra money,
right,
you might want to put it into something you can actually give to somebody if, like, you're trying to cross your border or something.
Right. No, it's a very interesting time right now. Real quick, we got about a minute left here. What do you think about silver stocks?
I like silver stocks a lot. There are plenty of them in the Red Hot Global Resources portfolio. We have some more in the Crisis Profit Hunter portfolio. People can read about my stuff on the uncommonwisdomdaily.com website. And I just think that my subscribers are doing incredibly well, some gains of like 400-500% on ones they've held for quite some time. But you know what? The next big move will make people who even get in at this time quite wealthy. And so there is still time to get in, and I think that select stocks that are highly leveraged to the price of silver should do incredibly well.
You know what? I think you're 100% right. Sean Broderick from Weiss Research, I appreciate your time. We're going to get Sean on the program a little more often than we have in the past. This guy has got some great insights into what's going on in the metals markets, and he is also, in terms of analyzing publicly traded companies, Sean is definitely one of the best. Absolutely no question about that. Hey, stick around. Big Al is going to be right back with Randy Turner. Speaking of silver, Randy is a president of a company called Silver Quest. Stick around.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. You know, Sean Broderick, I have to tell you, is a very, very interesting guy. And I find his optimism towards the silver sector of the resource industry to be very, very interesting because I simply could not agree more. You know, the fundamentals behind silver, in spite of the fact that Dennis Gartman isn't real keen on silver, you know, as he says, the fundamentals are a lot stronger for silver, really, than they are for gold. And I, you know, I couldn't agree more. Okay, speaking of silver, as promised, got Randy Turner on the line with me. Randy is the president of a company called SilverQuest. SilverQuest is one of our sponsor companies, so you need to be aware of that. If you want any more information on SilverQuest, simply click on their banner. SilverQuest is very, very active in couple of parts of North America. One is British Columbia, and the other one is the Yukon. As a point of interest, they just announced 2 days ago, March 22nd, that they had picked up yet another property in the Yukon. Randy, let's talk about that first.
Yeah, good afternoon, Al. Yes, we've just acquired a new property in the what is referred to as the RAW area, R-A-U area, of northern Yukon. And this is an area that was a very significant discovery made in the last year by a company called Attack Resources. There is actually two deposits. One is referred to as RAW. The other one is the Osiris. And this has triggered one of the largest staking rushes in the northern Yukon ever. And we are fortunate to be able to get in there and get a very substantial land package in two properties, one that was announced last year called the Bouvette. And our new property is called The Wit, and this is approximately 304 claims. It's very close to this new discovery, of the one referred to as The Raw. It's a little grassroots at this stage, but there's certainly from early sampling, there's every indication of good gold values, tungsten values. So we're looking forward to exploring it this year, which will start probably in the next couple of months.
You guys are going to be really, really busy. Let's swing down into British Columbia. Let's talk a little bit about the Davidson property. Back on March 2nd, you came out with a very interesting press release announcing the results, 43-101 compliant results on that property. Numbers look pretty good to me.
Yes, the Davidson is one of our key holdings in which we have about 25% in what is developing into be a very substantial, very significant gold discovery. With our partner Richfield Resources, they announced about 4.2 million ounces of gold inferred and indicated, part of which is on our joint venture land with Richfield. So this area is wide open. It's going to be a very significant project of ours, which should be starting in the next couple of weeks. And I might also add, Al, that this project is about 30 kilometers east of our Capoose Silver project. So speaking of silver, the Capoose is one of the more significant silver projects in Canada. We have about 55 million ounces of silver outlined so far, and the opportunity to expand it is looks very easy, as we will be doing a very large drill program on it starting sometime in May.
You know, it just strikes me that more companies, strikes me odd, I guess I should say, Randy, that more companies don't go in the same direction that you have, in the sense that you're just amassing properties, you know, hand over fist, for lack of better terms. And, you know, what a great way. I mean, that type of oh, I'm not even sure what word to use here, but that's really, really an intelligent thing to do, because every property isn't necessarily going to be successful. But when you have a myriad of properties and you have the capital to work on each one of those properties, as SilverQuest does, good for the investors.
Absolutely. And I think that's the approach that we've taken, the approach that we used when we were very successful in the diamond business back in the 1990s. Is that the larger the land package you have, the better chance for success. And these are land packages that have been put together based on either geophysics, geochemistry, geological ideas. So you're spreading your risk around. You're looking at different ideas, different opportunities. So rather than putting all your eggs in one basket, we have a basket of properties in which any one of them could result in a very significant discovery.
Now, your flagship property, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Capoose property is really the flagship property. Am I correct?
Yes, Al. At this stage, certainly we own 100%. It is both a gold and silver project.
Right.
We would probably emphasize more on the silver aspect of this at this point because of the 55 million ounces of silver. But there is over 800,000 ounces of gold, so on a gold equivalent basis, about 1.8 million ounces of gold equivalent, and still wide open at depth and open along strike. And as I mentioned earlier, it is just west of the Davison Project. So that whole area in central BC has the potential to host several styles of mineralization and probably several deposits.
Now, Randy, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I were to guess, I would say that most of your exploration efforts for 2011, probably you're probably going to continue the work on the Capoose property. You're probably, I would have to say, going to continue the work on the Davidson property. And then what else do you plan to do?
Then we have a very large program plan for the Yukon in the Boulevard area, which is in the White Gold area. The White Gold is where it hosts the Kaminak gold discovery, the underworld discovery that was taken out by Kinross a year ago for $160 million. We have a very large land package in there, and our exploration program is slated to start in late May.
Well, it's going to be a busy year for you guys. Now, in terms of capitalization, how you fix for capital?
We currently have over $8 million in the bank, so we're well-financed for the exploration program, which will commence very shortly. So we're looking to split about half and half in the Yukon and with our exploration program here in BC. So the only thing that we're waiting for is just to start moving along here, which should be in the next couple of weeks. So we got a very exciting exploration season ahead of us.
You know, I have to tell you, I am very, very optimistic about the upcoming season in terms of the resource market. I have yet to talk to anyone on this program who isn't incredibly optimistic about the price of precious metals. And, you know, with activities going on around the world right now, with the economic conditions both in Europe and certainly in North America, I mean, how could anyone be anything but optimistic for the prices of both gold and silver? It's just absolutely beyond me. I mean, it strikes me that you guys are just kind of, you know, in like the movie The Perfect Storm, you know, about the fishermen. You guys are in the perfect storm in a positive sense, in that it's, I think we're going to see a lot of enthusiasm in terms of investors in this particular sector, specifically gold and silver. And so, boy, you know, when you couple that with the potential increase in prices of those two commodities, it really doesn't get any better than that.
No, I mean, I think today we saw that gold and silver hit all-time highs, and I think we're going to continue to see these the commodity prices rise. So in my 40 years in the business, this is the most exciting year I think I'm going to be in, and I think it's going to continue throughout the next several years. So we're certainly into a very strong precious metal market, and you got to be in gold or silver. So we're glad we're in both.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out for the rest of the year. But, you know, as I wrote in an article that Kitco published a couple of years ago, this is definitely the perfect storm. Okay, remember, this is not investment advice. Randy Turner and I both have a vested interest in SilverQuest. Hey, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic, they're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, regardless of what you think about silver mining companies, I got to tell you, Randy Turner is a very, very good guy. He's been in the business a long time. He's a very credible guy. Check out the website. Just, you know, see what you think. I'm not telling you, again, no investment advice. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying, you know, check it out and come to your own conclusion. Got a letter from a loyal listener here recently, and we're going to address that letter right now. This gentleman's name is Dave. And let me just cut right to the chase here. Quote, anyway, now that gold and silver have spiked up, including my AGQ and UGL, and many gurus are making wild predictions as usual, a short-term top in both are approaching. In fact, long-term, too. The precious metals are getting severely overbought, and a multi-month downtrend is not too far away. So I will be systematically increasing my positions in GLL and CSL at their short-term bottoms for downside protection. I wonder how many of your certified gurus will concur with me. Well, I chatted with Roger Wiegand about this, and Roger does not. He does not agree, and he doesn't agree primarily. Well, listen, rather than me put words in his mouth, Roger, let's talk about that. Talk first. Well, let's talk in a macro sense first. And then let's get into the ultra-short GLL and the other one.
Well, our policy in our newsletter and in my technical part of it in my trading, we do not want to ever short gold or silver in a bull market. Gold is in a bull market since the year 2000. We think it's going to be there all the way to the year 2017. Might quit sooner than that, but if it does, I'll be able to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing for silver. In fact, silver has even got more long power than gold as of late, especially the last 60 days. The gentleman did suggest that he's going to be buying GLL
which is a gold short. And we looked at the chart, and we still think that the chart, despite the fact that it might be nearing a bottom, we think it's got at least another month or 2 months to go for a short. The next thing is that Z as in zebra, ZSL, is a short, ultra-short ETF on silver, and that one goes from the upper left corner to the lower right corner. It's at 24.22. The high was 180. So even despite the fact it's got a volume of over 4 million and it's up 1%, we wouldn't touch it yet. In fact, we think silver today touched on the May futures, it touched $38 and change. It didn't quite. It got within 20 cents of my resistance point at 38.48, and then it sold back on profit taking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what our readers and listeners should understand is this, and we've been saying this for a long time, but it's hard to understand it when it happens. The deeper and further we get into these many years long gold and silver markets, the more wild and volatility the trading will become. By example, gold today, let's say it just went recently from like 1418 or 1426 and went almost all the way up to 1450. When you get that kind of a move at $100 a point, what do? As a trader, you sell it and you take the money. You take the money, it's going to come back 10 bucks. But what's going to happen in gold and silver, and we've watched it for years now, is that each run up and each run pivot reverse back going down to sell gets wider and wider and wider. In fact, 2 years ago in silver, when you traded futures, there was a daily limit up of $1.50. That limit was taken off by the exchange, and now that that is out, that means silver can run just as hard and fast as it wants to in either direction. And considering the volatility of silver, you're going to see some eye-opening moves. And there's no question that silver can move 80 or 90 cents or a dollar and a half in a day. Now we've already seen $2 days.
Yeah.
If you think that's fun, what's going to happen at $4 and $5 days? Our broker did tell us today that to control some of this volatility, he thinks that perhaps today the clearing exchange did put higher margins up on gold. That was not confirmed yet, but I'm going to check it in the morning prior to trading to see what happens on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But the overall story here is, folks, if you try to short these kinds of metals in a bull market, you're going the wrong direction generally. Can it be done? Yes, it can. Professionals can do it, but they won't do it using these tools. They won't use these ETFs. They use futures. And they will also use calls and puts on very fast-moving silver and gold shares. But there's only a handful of people who can do it right. You've got to sit in front of a screen 7 hours a day, and you better be fast on the button when it's time to go the other direction. So generally, for most of us out here, that's not the way to trade. If you want to trade a nice position long and put in maybe 1,000 or 1,500 and make 4,500, use our trading spreads. That's what we've been doing for almost 5 years now, and we've had an extremely good record in doing it. The only time we got lambasted was in the Lehman year. And even then, I was able to trade my account back to even using futures, but a lot of people were not able to do that. But consistently, the other years recently, we've made over 100% just buying spreads, having patience, letting them work out 3 to 6 months, gold, silver, grain, crude oil. Right now, we've got 2 grains open. We've got 6 positions open on these spreads. And for the time being, to answer the gentleman's question in the market, I think we've got at least until April 10th or April 15th left in the bull side for gold and silver before the correction. And when the correction comes, I expect it to be mild. And then beyond that, I think we're going to go into another new wave set on the bull side. Now, what happens after that, after June, between June and December? That's another question. And I would say that I have to agree with him that we're getting peaky at that point. And there could be a severely overbought and multi-month downtrend that would maybe parallel what we saw with Lehman Brothers in 2008. We're not sure of that, but as we get closer, we can figure it out.
You know, let's forget about technicals just for a second, although I know that you have to consider that if you're a serious investor in this particular sector of the market. But let's talk a little bit about fundamentals, and let's look at the fundamentals that are driving gold and silver right now. you know, at the risk of sounding simplistic, I'm a pretty simplistic guy when it terms to, you know, when it comes to investing in companies or investing in commodities. And in my opinion, you know, if the environment is really right, and here we're talking about commodities, boy, I don't see any way that you can go against that environment. And the environment right now for precious metals, Raj, is just absolutely at the right place for a continued appreciation, at least in my opinion, in the midterm, for the price of gold and the price of silver. I mean, stop and think about it. You got the Middle East. You got the economic, terrible economic situation in Europe. You've got basically an American economy that's on the ropes. Yeah, I mean, it's slowly coming back, but it ain't back yet. It's just, I don't see any reason not to be involved in these two markets.
Well, Al, the other thing is, too, is that I wrote a timely Kitco essay, came out yesterday, the day before,
right,
about the Middle East is lost. And it covered exactly the points that you were expressing. In other words, I listed item by item in the U.S. things that are going awry that are causing gold and silver to be the best place to be. And I would, it's a free look. Take a look at it. It's called The Middle East is Lost, and it's on Kitco, in the Commentator's Corner. It's in the gold essay section and the silver essay section. And the story,
right on the home page, actually.
The story tells us all these reasons fundamentally, not technically, fundamentally, why gold is the bastion. It's the best place to be. It's where you want to be. It's where a lot more money is going to be made. While others have made, including us, have done well for nearly 10 years now, we see it going for another 7 to 10 years.
You know, I mean, as all of our listeners know, I am in complete agreement with that. We're going to have one more opinion on this in the next segment. Eric Sprott of Sprott Asset Management is going to be with us. He's a very well-known individual in the industry. First time he's been on the program. I am very much looking forward to chatting with him. But, you know, between Eric and Roger and some of the other guests on our program, I got to tell you, if you don't consider this to be valuable information, boy, you're listening to the wrong show. Hey, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the show with a new guest, a gentleman who has not been on the program before, but will be in the future. I can guarantee that. His name is Eric Sprott. Eric is the chairman of Sprott Incorporated. He's the chief executive officer, chief investment officer, and senior portfolio manager of Sprott Asset Management LP, and he's the chairman of Sprott Money Limited. The thing I find to be interesting about Eric, aside from the fact that he has over 40 years experience in the investment industry, is he has a background that is something that I truly respect, and that is he's a chartered accountant. Why do I say that? Well, as I told my kids when they were off to college, if you really, really want to be involved in the business world and you want to know what you're doing, become an accountant, because those guys have a fundamental understanding of what's going on. Okay, here's a couple of comments from Eric, a couple of quotes, and we're going to go from there. First of all, Eric says, and I quote, "In the sea of financial assets and currencies that are being disseminated the world over, the one true safe haven continues to be gold." Big Al agrees 100%. Eric goes on to say, silver will be the investment of the decade. Boy, it sure is proven to be that so far. Eric, number one, thank you so much for joining me, sir. I appreciate it.
Al, great to be here, and good to know that you've been carrying the torch for lots of people and advising them to be in the right area, so it's an honor to chat with you.
Well, it's an honor to chat with you also. You know, carrying the torch when the torch is being fueled simply by common sense is a pretty interesting thing to do, or it's a pretty easy thing to do, I guess I have to say. You know, I wrote an article flying back from Toronto a couple, 3 years ago that was published in Kitco. It was entitled "The Perfect Storm for Gold and Silver," you know, and in that article I talked about how I just didn't see how the prices of either of these two precious metals could go down in the future. And, you know, the perfect storm is just getting stronger and stronger, don't you think?
Well, I totally agree, and it's interesting. I've been a big proponent of precious metals since the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and we got invested in gold and silver back in 2000. And it's been wonderful. And my reason for buying gold and silver then was that there was going to be a physical shortage.
Yeah.
And now we have this situation, and I've expressed it this way before, that I can't believe how we have this wind behind our back with the massive irresponsibility that goes on in central banks and governments, where they now print money and bail people out. And I never would have imagined that in 2000. And that, of course, is the elements of this perfect storm, which, you know, give us this tsunami of buying because enough people get it that make a difference.
Eric, let me ask you a question. Now, you know, with your accounting background, one thing I've learned about accountants is you guys are, number one, very accurate because there isn't a lot of emotion, okay, in your thinking. You are very black and white, very theoretical, very fundamental in your attitude. You know, a lot of the folks who are enthusiastic about gold right now are there for emotional reasons. I don't see that coming from you. I see some basic, fundamentally sound reasons coming from you.
Well, we like, I always think that what we do is you take the facts as given,
yeah,
and kind of extrapolate forward. And we're not prophesizing anything, you know, that you're just sort of inventing here we're going to go. But, you know, for someone to even have gone to, well, hold it now, they've got quantitative easing, what's going to happen here? I mean, it was a fact, and the number of dollars was a fact, and then QE2 comes along, and the bailouts and the printing, and it's not that difficult to imagine what should happen. And also in the case of gold and silver, you can see the data every day. Mm-hmm. Every day there's some new data point, whether it's, you know, how much gold is being bought in China, how much silver is being bought in India, how many coins is the U.S. Mint selling, how many dollars are going into the ETS and the other gold trusts.
Mm-hmm.
And you just put it together and say, well, you know, we haven't increased the supply of gold, and we've only increased the supply of silver by a little.
Yeah.
How the hell's everyone getting into it?
Right.
And that's why the price just keeps going up.
I was speaking at a conference put on by Bill Murphy and the guys from GATA in Washington, D.C., I guess it was about 3 years ago, and just concurrent with that particular conference, it was interesting because the Chinese just announced, you know, I mean, the world became very aware of mainland China was the now the largest producer of gold in the world, surpassing South Africa. Just prior to that, the mainland Chinese government came out and told their citizens they should continue to save, they should increase their savings, and they should use precious metals as a medium for that savings. The impact of mainland China on the price of gold and silver has been significant, and I think it's going to continue to be that way, don't you?
I do. And, you know, one of the facts that we were given late last year was the ICBC Bank in China has started up something called a gold accumulation plan where a depositor each week or each month could convert part of his deposit into gold.
Mm-hmm.
And they indicated that in the trial that was carried out in 25% of their branches or 25% of their deposits,
mm-hmm,
that they bought 10 tons of gold. Now, most people don't relate to 10 tons, but I understand the trial was a three-month trial.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it was 12 months, it would be 40 tons. If it went to the whole system, not just 25%, it could have been 160 tons.
Mm-hmm.
And as you would know, Al, 160 tons in a market that mines 2,600 tons, that's a huge influence, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's just China.
Yeah.
And that's just one bank.
Yeah.
What if all the banks went there over there? And I understand the same thing's now happening in India, although I don't have any data yet.
Sure.
But I know if I had the choice with a bank deposit that I could leave it in gold and silver, gold or silver, and access it. In other words, just write checks, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd do it immediately.
Sure.
I don't want my money as cash. I'd prefer to have it in gold and silver. So I can see this really catching on, and all those data points just to point one direction.
The Chinese, when President Hu was over here visiting with President Obama recently, his finance minister, concurrent with his visit, came out and said, you know, we're thinking that the U.S. dollar, we believe that the U.S. dollar should be replaced as the international currency of last resort. We think it should be replaced by a currency that has some type of asset-based value. Sarkozy from France came out and said the same thing. I wonder if that isn't the direction that the international financial community isn't going in. You know, let's not worry, or let's replace the U.S. dollar, which really, as you said, is built on a total house of cards. Let's replace it with a currency that actually has some intrinsic value.
Right. Well, Al, my view is this. I think gold is the reserve currency today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not accepted or named that, but when you look at what is done versus any other instrument you could ever imagine, you can name any currency, any stock market, anything. Gold has dominated the returns, and now silver, of course, is even doing better than gold. So I think gold is the reserve currency in enough people's minds that have large amounts of money, that's why we have gold doing what it's doing. And I believe that once it becomes a little more accepted that gold is the reserve currency, then silver will again become a currency. And that's why it could get really exciting for silver, because, of course, the amount of silver available in dollars is minuscule to be considered a currency. And the other thing I'd say about your comment, or the comments that were made, I don't even think that gold being the reserve currency is a voluntary decision. I think it will be an involuntary response, that you realize that if people start losing confidence in having their money in banks, you got to do something to keep it there. And therefore, it's got to be convertible into something that's real. And that's the big issue. I mean, just imagine what's going on in Portuguese banks as we speak, right? Yeah. Imagine, you know what happened in Greek banks,
sure,
and Icelandic banks and Irish banks.
Yeah, you bet.
I mean, these people are taking their money out. And maybe it's going on in Spain today for all we know. And so you got to find the alternate. And what's the alternate?
Did you ever think in your wildest dreams when you got involved in this business back in the 80s, or when just prior to that, when you were going to university, did you ever think that we would see times like this in the world, economic times like this?
No, I never would have imagined it. And I always put it this way. All the things that we do today were never in the Economics 101 textbook. Zero interest rate policy, quantitative easing. What a joke. Too big to fail.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. You know, final comment is the New York Times, which is a paper that I would, I read it along with the Wall Street Journal almost every day, and there was an interesting editorial in there. And in the editorial, the contributor was lambasting the Federal Reserve Bank in the United States by saying, you got a bunch of theoretical ivory tower guys in there. Let's get some people in there running it with some practical experience. We don't have it right now. And you know what? The Federal Reserve, in my opinion, is the cause of all of the problems that we're talking about, sir.
Totally. I mean, I'm with Ron Paul. I mean, the Fed should be banned. It's any time you're allowed to create fiat currency, you have a problem.
Mr. Sprott, thank you so much for your time.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.